I mentioned in the shiur on Wednesday, the last shiur that we had, which was the last shiur of our previous series about the Beis HaMikdash, that we have about a week and a half, which is approximately 8 shiurim between today and when we go to Yud Shvat, which we'll be, Mir Tashem, will be going to 770 in honor of Shivim Shana, 70 years of the Rebbe's Nesias. And I said that I would take each day and answer a question that you may have, and I asked you on your papers, on the test that you had on Thursday, to write down any questions that you had. Now it's obvious that I cannot answer 60 questions in 8 days. Some questions people just didn't realize that they were all Mashiach based, so we had some questions about why are we supposed to use our Ritzuis when we do Tachnun, or some other interesting questions that are going to happen when Mashiach comes. But we're going to try to address some of the basic questions that were brought up, and I try to start with questions that more than one person had. This way we can address, you know, a few at a time. And as I say, v'rabim heim v'yevshir l'fortum, there are many, many questions to be answered, many valid questions, but we can only deal with what we have. One of the big questions that I kept on seeing again and again is about this, so to speak, obsession with identifying the Rebbe, or the real question is an individual, as Mashiach. Where do we find in history that it's a Yiddish thing to identify? In other words, we understand that a Yid has to be Maimin b'emunah shleima b'vias HaMashiach. We have to believe in Mashiach, not just the era of Geula, we have to also believe that there is somebody as Melech HaMashiach. But it doesn't feel like a very Jewish concept to identify that person. And that's a very, very valid question. And the truth is that this question deserves much, much time, patience, and explanation. But we're going to go through Mamish, three Nekudas, in about 7 minutes. And you have to accept these things as facts. We're not going to be able to bring you all the Svarim, but you have to accept certain premises and certain things as facts. And that is that there is a Sefer called the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer writes in Shal Tzuvas Choshe Mishpat Chelek Vav, at the end, that in every single generation, there is someone that's fitting and ro'oi to be Mashiach. You should just know this fact. That the same way Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born, he was ro'i to be Mashiach. In every single generation, there is somebody born that's ro'i to be Mashiach. And if Hashem feels that the time is right, the Eibishter will reveal himself to him, just like Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush. He said, hey, the time has come, you're hired. And the Eibishter will hire that person. So we realize that in every single generation, there is somebody that's ro'i to be Mashiach. But not just that. The Stechemed, he brings down that not just is there somebody that's ro'i to be Mashiach, there was always a concept to find that person. And I'm going to quote him. He says like this, Achar Achurbim Bayesheni, Hayim Menachem. There was the story of the child that was born. Menachem, right? The story that we know the cow made a sound and they understood that Mashiach was born. And the story how they went looking for this child. And then he continues and he says, and then came Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Listen to this Lashon. V'lachein b'doirei amru v'yedu shehu amuchan. In his generation, they knew and they said that he is the man, he's the person that can be Mashiach. When Rebbe passed away, they went to Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. When he passed away, they went to Reb Nachman. V'cheinu b'chol dar v'dar. There is someone in every single generation. And it brings down, that's why the Talmidim of the Arizal, they also said on the Arizal that he's Mashiach. And he finishes off with four important words. And those words are v'chol zehu pashut. This is a very basic tenet of Judaism. It's not a hard thing. It's not a very deep thing. This is a basic inyan. Being that there's somebody fitting in every generation, it's only natural, it's only normal that we're trying to find out who this person can be. But then it goes a step further. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Gemara asks, "Mai Shmoi Shel Mashiach?" What is the name of Mashiach? And the Gemara brings down a bunch of options. And the Gemara says, the Beit of Shilai Amri, that the Talmidim of Shilai said, Shilai Shmoi, and they found the Pasuk, Ad Kiyovi Shilai, to prove that Shilai could bring Mashiach. And then the Talmidim of Yanai, they said that Yanai is Mashiach, and they brought a different Pasuk. And then there was a different yeshiva run by someone named Reb Chanina, and they found a different Pasuk to prove that Chanina could be Mashiach. And then it says, V'yesh Eimrim Menachem Shmoy, maybe Menachem. So these are the names that are brought down. If you want to remember those names, the Rebbe's father says, just think of the word Moshiach. It's Rosh HaTeves, Menachem Shiloi, Yanei Chanina. So you'll remember the four names that the Gemara brings down. So what do we do with this Gemara? So the Rebbe in the Sikha of Tazria Metzoira asks a very simple question. What is our reaction to this Gemara? This Gemara that speaks about the Talmidim of Shiloh announcing that their Rebbe is Mashiach, the Talmidim of Yanai, the Talmidim of Chanina. And the Rebbe in the Or over there says a very, very important thing. And the Lashon is, Va'anan, we, and the Rebbe puts in brackets, Chasidim, we Chasidim, Nenayu Abasrayu B'negeya Rabiseinu Nisiyenu. That we do the same thing about our Rabbeim. A chassid is always looking to find a certain shleimos, a perfection in his Rebbe. That's a normal thing. Because Ava, Mikalkelas is Ashura. And he wants that his Rebbe should be like the greatest of the great. It's a normal thing that he thinks he's obsessed with his Rebbe. And the greatest compliment that you can give somebody is that that person is Mashiach. Why? Because this is like the perfect human being. It's unbelievable. He's not just he's perfect, he's going to bring perfection to the whole humanity, the whole Klal Yisrael. The whole purpose of creation is going to come through this person. So if you're obsessed with somebody and you want to say that this person is perfect, the most best title to say about that person is Mashiach, if it's possible. So the Rebbe says that the Chassidim in the time of the Gemara, that's why they were promoting their teacher. They were real Chassidim. And we, Chassidim, do the same thing. Because we are so connected to our Rabbeim. So yes, a Chassid Lubavitch is going to say and find Psukim to prove how his Rebbe is Mashiach. And the Rebbe says, regarding the Friedrich Rebbe is the Rebbe's Rebbe. He brings down two Psukim, one for Yosef and one for Yitzchak. The first Pasuk, Yosef Hashem, Sheinis Yodoy, and Oz Yimalei Yitzchak Pinu. These are two psukim that speak about Yosef and Yitzchak. And the Rebbe says that this is the way a chassid reacts. In other words, while it's true that it's a big statement to say on your Rebbe that he's Mashiach, but a chassid is always looking to make big statements about his Rebbe. That's what a chassid does. The chassid's biggest excitement is to bring out the shleimos of his Rebbe. So therefore, the Chassid, yes, will say and will announce, it's a very normal Chassidish activity to say that your Rebbe is Mashiach. And the next question that we obviously have to address is, did the Rebbe actually ever say that about himself? And that we'll need to address in tomorrow's shir.